time to talk with Kate Beliveau. You said you didn't watch the Oscars, Maggie, right?
I did not. I missed the big deal where the wrong people got up at the end and were getting ready to receive their award. You did, though. What do you like about the Oscars,
well,
Katie?
Well, I like the fashion. And I like the greatness of the movies. I really do like acting and movies and being taken away by the theatrics of going to the movie. Or, like right now, Kate's in here to talk about her Oscars event, which isn't about movies, but it's about theater. How long has this been going on?
This is our fourth year.
What inspired you to start this project?
Well, I originally did it as a fundraiser for the Paul Bunyan Playhouse. I was serving on the board of directors at the Playhouse. And as you know, arts always have to do fundraising. So this was a good way to get all the folks in the room and celebrate all of the many shows that happened to the Playhouse. And then when I saw how all of our regional theaters were doing their own thing, and that we hardly get a chance to network, and we hardly get a chance to share resources, I just thought, what a neat way to celebrate the hundreds and hundreds of hours that our community theaters put in for free to enrich the communities. And I'm all about enrichment, and we know the arts enrich. And I thought, what a cool thing to get everyone together and then also to celebrate some real quality, excellent theater work.
Huh. So what started as just a Paul Bunyan Playhouse thing has grown. How many communities are involved right now?
Well, we've got Minnesota Folklore Theater out of Walker. We've got Northern Light Opera out of Park Rapids. We're trying to lure Bruce Bolton, who I'm directing for this summer, with the Long Lake Theater.
Okay.
We have a very small, kind of edgy, fun group called the Play Society, the very exciting Play Society with Jesse Whiting as the artistic director. We've got Bemidji Community Theater, and then we've got Mask and Rose Women's Theater Collective. That's the group I'm affiliated with up in Popaski, Minnesota.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's really grown over just a couple of years.
Yes.
Why do you think community theater or non-professional theater is so important?
Theater is storytelling, and you... Maggie asked you earlier, why do you enjoy the Oscars?
Mm-hmm.
And we are called the Oxcars, so we don't get a lawyer sending a letter to Popaski saying infringement. Oxcars is a little spoof, because we're all about humor, on that big blue creature that's here in Bemidji. So we thought, well, what can we call our theater group? Well, how about the Oxcars? It's all about story. And a story is as vast as the rich tapestry of humanity, isn't it? So when you have these different theater groups telling their stories, that can be your classic kind of thing, like Oklahoma or Mary Poppins, for instance, that Bemidji Community Theater did, wonderful children's shows. It can be as dark and, what should we say, part of the Jesse Whiting's group is to take on some of those darker issues. And I also, as the Mask and Rose, our goal is to bring out women's stories. So right there, you can see there's a real difference in what some of the goals are of the different theater groups. But stories are what we are wired to do as human beings. We've been sitting around campfires and fires since antiquity, all of us. And so we are very wired for story, and I think that's what we're celebrating is the variety of story that these theaters do.
Yeah, and community, when we have these non-professional groups, they draw a variety of people that come out of the woodwork to be part of it, and then they connect and help build community within the community, if you will. I know my kid and I are both I've been involved in some of your plays, Kate, and we've been involved in the Paul Bunyan Playhouse plays, and we've connected with so many people that we may not have connected with had it not been for theater.
Exactly. And there's a synergy that when you work that hard on something with all of its moving parts, and then you go up against challenges, quite frankly, you always do with theater productions, it's challenging to pull it all together into perfection. there's a esprit de corps and a camaraderie that lasts the rest of your life when you see those people in your community. So there's something to be said to the depth of community that gets built.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to say thank you, not just to those blazing stars on the stage. You know, the actors do tend to get that attention. But our belief is none of it happens, and that's the part about community, without the light designers, the set designers, the costume designers, the people who are ushers, the all of the background piece that it takes, and that's all free labor, a labor of love, as Shakespeare would say, right? It's not labor's love lost. All of that creates this sense of community, and that's just another piece of why we're celebrating.
Yeah. So tell me, or tell us, about some of the awards that'll be given out, because you said there's so much more than the actors who are the face of all this, but boy, they're just a tiny part of what makes a production go off. That's without
right.
a hitch.
That's right. We have 19 awards, and the way that we do it is we have a committee of people who are volunteers. They go out to these theater productions. They get free tickets, but they pay for the gas themselves. They take out time themselves. And then we got permission from a group called the Hennepin Theater Trust out of Minneapolis with a spotlight program, and I've been involved with those folks. I go around to high schools all over the state, and then I sit in on high school productions, and then I assess, and they give those students a chance, especially in rural Minnesota, a chance to go down to the big Orpheum Theater right down on Hennepin Avenue and do group dances. So they've allowed us to use their criteria. So our Oscars committee used that criteria to go in and watch a show, and then they get together and assess and talk things through. We don't pit people against each other because we just feel like we're too small of a group to do that, and we kind of want to keep it super upbeat, collaborative, and not so hyper competitive.
Yeah.
So we basically go in and look for best actor and actress, supporting actor and actress, the classic categories, but also, like I said, the set design, the costume design, up and coming youth award, so that our young people feel very honored when they're chosen, that we see talents in them and we want to nurture those talents. And then we always do a lifetime achievement award. So for instance, last year it was Karen Bradley, who's been a stalwart of theater and as a musical director for, I hate to say it, probably 40 years, something like that. She's been being an amazing music director. This year it goes to Fred Rogers, who, believe it or not, was an original version of Hair with Meatloaf, of all things, back in the 70s. So he's been around. He's an amazing man, and he's doing this little theater in Walker. But his background, he's very humble, is very in the thick of some amazing theater productions. So we're going to give him the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Great. We went last year, and hearing the actors or the set designers, the winners, and what they have to say when they win, kind of they share a little piece of themselves. We still talk about things that we heard people say that inspired us or moved us in some way. And
yeah, most of us don't do everything for dollars, do we? It's just knowing that people appreciate the quality of work that you did, we appreciate that.
Yeah. So what else is happening besides awards?
We are going to have a little portion of a play that I think is familiar to you. I wrote a play about Mary Hemingway, who is a Bemidji native, and we are going to do a play called Mary 4, Martha 3, and it lets the voices of Hemingway's women in his life have a chance to speak. And I know you played Martha Gellhorn, his wife, and we're going to have a little portion of that. Mary Poppins and Bert are going to come out of the woodwork and sing from Mary Poppins. And a couple other folks are going to do some pieces from different productions.
Oh, but fun.
Yeah.
And there'll be food?
Again, low budget operation. The folks are going to bring appetizers and, and it's down in Walker this year.
I was going to say, where and when, and is it open for people to come?
It is open for people to come. It is not in Bemidji. We've had it 3 years in Bemidji. We're at the Hungry Ballroom. Then we were at Hondo and Susie's Dance Studio, and we're going to move it down to our Walker affiliates and be at the American Legion in Walker on March 12th, social hour from 3 to 4, and then the award ceremony starts at 4. $10 tickets right at the door.
Great. So you can go see some of the stars of our region.
And we dress up. We get out of our Carhartts and our long johns. So big chance to, like you said, get dressed up a little bit.
Right. Great. Well, that is Kate Beliveau. She is the executive director of the Bell Italia art space?
Belphalia.
Mm-hmm. Belphalia. Sorry.
That's okay.
And that's north of Bemidji. You're a founding member of the Mask and Rose Women's Theater Collective. She's an educator and generally in the business of inspiring people. That event, the Oscars, is March 12th. And for more information, give us a jingle or shoot us an email at comments@kaxe.org.